Well, the Florida Energy Summit was held last week, and while it's only the second time for the summit to take on the current format addressing all energy for the state of Florida, it's certainly not the first time agriculture has been a part of the energy conversation. As Ag Commissioner Adam Putnam says, the summit grew out of the Farm to Fuel Summit that was held for several years.
The reason why the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services even has a role in the energy conversation is rooted in our historical leadership role that Charlie Bronson deserves a lot of credit for, of identifying that land use and ag lands, the cultivation of crops, were going to play a role in new energy development. Biofuels, electricity, it might be timber biomass, it might be ag byproducts, it might be entirely new crops. And that impacts our rural communities. If you look at Perry, if you look at Cottondale, if you look at Palmdale, that's really where you're seeing the possibilities of new infrastructure, new jobs, new job creation as a value-added proposition to the land, to agricultural practices. And that certainly is something that we're excited about. We hope to see more progress in that field, but we remain bullish that in a state with a year-round growing season, when we finally unlock the key to profitable biofuel production, Florida's going to be in the front of the pack.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.